You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You are listening to The Wire, and I have producer of The Wednesday Wire on the phone with me. Sherry, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And Sherry is down in Altair Centre, which you'll be able to hear in the background. She's gone down to the teachers' strike to find out what's happening. Can you just tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, so 50,000 secondary and primary school teachers are striking today, and just in Altair Square we've got 15,000, and it's affecting 773,000 students. And according to the Ministry of Education, 51% of schools have notified that they were closed. However, the figures may be higher. The teacher strike is the largest industrial action in New Zealand so far and involves two unions, the NZEI and the Post Primary Teachers Association. However, the government is insisting it will not increase the value of its offers, which is more than $1.2 billion over the 4 years. Teachers are not just protesting for increased salaries, but for more support, respect and sustainability in the profession, as classroom sizes, difficult student behaviour and needs, higher workload increases. While more teachers are entering and staying in 2018 data from the Ministry of Education, Post-Primary Teachers Association President Jack Boyle says the figure should be taken with caution, as primary and secondary school teachers face an ageing teacher population and a growing student population. There were 149 street corner protests across the city from 7 a.m. to 8:30 this morning. And just before, at around 11:30, I nipped down to Fort Street, where everyone gathered, and we walked up Queen Street to now be in Altair Square. And there were songs, there was a karakia that was just before. And we've got speeches from NZEI and Post-Primary Teachers Association.
Okay, so there's a lot. Sounds like there's a lot going on, and I. This is not a new issue, right? This has been a long time coming, and it's a lot of. There's a lot of emotion involved in this, right? There are teachers that are affected, and there are children being affected as well. But we're also at a sort of standstill with the government saying no, we can't give any more, and now we've got the largest sort of industrial action that we've seen. So how are people feeling? Why are people there?
Yeah, there's a lot of emotions. I was talking to a lady just before. She approached me and said, can you please get the message out there? She says that she is struggling because she's got classrooms of 30, 40 odd kids, and she can't give the time and energy to the kids who need a bit more attention. And she, as we were talking, like, she started getting tears in her eyes, and I got a bit emotional too, because I think everyone can say that there's a teacher in their life who's affected them, who supported them, so they really make an impact. And, you know, she really was feeling for the kids who fall through the system, who fall through the gap. And that's a general consensus for a lot of the people I've talked to today. A lot of kids who need more attention, who need more time. I was talking to Dave just before. He's a relief teacher. And he was saying that he actually retired as a teacher 9 years ago. But because of the lack of teachers, he had to go back and do relief and aid work. And he says that every term he puts in $30 to $40 of his own money to buy kids stationery, and that kids often come to his class without food, you know, without eating, and it's real tough. Like, it's a real tough profession.
I think we can all, like you said, right, we've all had a sort of relationship with a teacher who's made probably a big difference in our life, and that could make, you know, it can go either way. And when those teachers are pushed up against the wall, you know, who knows what could happen. What I think we have seen with these strikes, and because this is obviously not the first strike that has occurred within this negotiation round,
there's been
a lot of public support, right? There are people coming out and saying, not only parents but general public, just saying how important our teachers are. So what is the strike trying to achieve in terms of, I know that they've got their specific demands, but in terms of the standstill with the government, you know, where to next?
Yeah, I think some of the people I've talked to, they're saying that they want Chris Hipkins to just obviously listen to their demands, but that they don't want to be ignored anymore. They, you know, it's not just about increased salary, but it's about more respect. It's about making it a more attractive profession, so more teachers come in, more teachers get trained. and that more teachers stay in the profession. I talked to a guy with a really big banner, and I walked up to him and I was like, oh, what would you say to Chris Hipkins? And kind of on the fly, he was like, I don't think I'll say anything to Chris Hipkins publicly. So, yeah. I think people are feeling a lot, and yeah, they're frustrated, but it's the fact that they want to be taken seriously. They want a shift in the way that the government, you know, takes the issue seriously. Yeah, it's a general consensus.
Yeah, that's quite a valid point, right, in the sense that, yeah, this has become about an issue in terms of a value issue, right? Do we value this profession?
Yeah, and you know, there's obviously the gender aspect as well. A lot of teachers are female, so it ties into that fact that this is a, you know, typically more females are in this role, and, you know, there's lower pay, there's lower respect, and so it's a lot of issues.
Is anything else you wanted to add there, Sherry? Any good signs you saw?
I think one of my favourite signs is 2 + 2 = 5, and it's saying that, you know, you wouldn't better do that if it weren't for teachers. Little few snarky ones. I think what my favourite one is probably this one that's right to the point. It's you as tired, you as broke, you as a teacher. Punch the message through.
Brilliant. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sherry, for going down there. We'll catch you soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.